The Trump administration has finalized a rule that will roll back an Obama-era regulation to cut emissions from the United States power sector. The Environmental Protection Agency's new rule, the Affordable Clean Energy Plan, scales back greenhouse gas emission reduction limits originally laid out in the Clean Power Plan. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the Obama administration rule was an example of overreach and that the replacement instead will allow states to decide emission standards. But Mark Fix, a Montana rancher and former chair of the Northern Plains Resource Council, says people who work on the land are noticing climate change's effects.
It seems like they're really not coming up with a very good plan. It seems like they're basically kind of ignoring the climate change effects that we're having as farmers and ranchers and stuff. You know, we're kind of hoping that maybe they'd do something to help us with that, but it doesn't appear they're going to.
Fix notes that his ranch near Miles City in eastern Montana has faced wildfires, ice jam flooding, and a tornado in recent years, and these types of extreme weather patterns seem to be picking up. 28 states and power companies challenged the Clean Power Plan, and the Supreme Court suspended the rule in 2016 before it went into effect. Wheeler is a former coal lobbyist and is touting this new rule as a win for the coal industry, which would have been most heavily affected by the Clean Power Plan. However, renewable energy sources such as hydro, solar, and wind are growing rapidly. Earlier this year, renewable energy output surpassed coal. Fix says this new rule could just prop up an industry that is fading on its own.
This isn't going to help them all that much, I don't think. The shift is already there. We're going to other types of fuel and powers and stuff, so I think it's going to be a tough go for the guys in the coal industry for a while.
The Obama-era Clean Power Plan was set to cut carbon pollution to 32% below 2005 levels by 2030. Even that is far below the 74% reduction the International Energy Agency has said is necessary to avoid a catastrophic rise in global temperature of 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels in the next 11 years. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.